From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. This is Idaho Matters. We've seen a ton of new apartment buildings being proposed in Boise and Ada County as builders work to fill a growing need for housing in the Treasure Valley. But some of those building projects have ground to a halt, even if they have the go-ahead from city officials. And to find out why, BoiseDev.com reporter Sydney Kidd dug into the apartment building market, and some of the reasons she found may surprise you. Welcome to Idaho Matters. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Okay, so you looked at apartment projects, some of them, that have stalled. Where are the ones that you looked at?
Yes. So last year, there was an apartment project in Meridian called Union 93, and that they had all the cranes up. They were working on it, and then all of a sudden, the cranes came down. So that kind of set the scene for this. But another complex that I looked at was in Boise. It's called the Avens. Their developer is Roundhouse, which is based in Boise. And they have all of their permits ready. They could theoretically start construction tomorrow, but they're holding off because of market conditions right now.
So let's break down some of the reasons that you found why these are stopping or holding off. So first one I noticed was construction costs, specifically concrete, which I think most average people don't really think about much.
Yeah, so obviously the past couple of years, there's been an increase in material costs to construct these buildings. These multifamily units are normally mid-rise or high-rise buildings, and that requires a lot of concrete. So that creates a financial strain, but interestingly enough, even though prices have started to stabilize, the cost of labor is continuing to go up. So it offsets the stabilization of these material costs.
Wow. And that was the other thing. You know, people need to get paid more as inflation goes up. And so that's a rising challenge.
Yeah, for sure. And not only that, but there's also when I was talking to Casey Lynch of Roundhouse and David Wally of Gardner Company, they told me about how not only, you know, is it more expensive because people are being paid more, but also there's a labor shortage. When you're building these mid-rise, high-rise buildings or any large construction project, really, it takes a special skill set to do that. And there's just not as many of these workers with that skill set as they need.
Well, and you mentioned one of the reasons why. I mean, there's a worker shortage generally, but you also mentioned something very specific to Ada County, Micron. Micron, yeah, is poaching, if you want to carefully say that, construction workers because they need people to build their new plant.
Yeah, Micron has a very large project going on, and it does require a lot of workers. And one thing that Casey and David shared with me is that Micron can pay, and it's hard to kind of keep up with those costs. So it's hard to compete with that company.
Absolutely. And then, okay, continuing on with reasons why. You said that financing can be hard to find these days. And I think people may think if you've already got the permits and you got the go-ahead that you've already got the money in the bank. But apparently that's not true.
Yeah. So financing is a big thing. And yeah, I guess, you know, getting permits is one thing, but getting the funding from the bank is another. A lot of these banks have pulled back on their lending. I heard from, I believe it was David Wally, he said that they used to hear back from 20 lenders when they would put out a project to bid. And last time they sent it out to 50 lenders and they only heard back from three. Oh. And even the ones that they heard back from, the rates were crazy high and not what they were used to.
Wow, that's insane. We're speaking with BoiseDev.com reporter Sydney Kidd about her story, a new apartment project stalling in Ada County. You mentioned in the story that last year there were more apartments built than houses in Ada County, and now it sounds like this may be a reversal of a trend going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if you look around the Treasure Valley right now, you see a bunch of cranes in the air. And so when we're talking about this and we're talking about how there's a multifamily stall, some people might look around and say, what do you mean? Like, they're clearly still building, but these projects are years in the making. So right now things are okay. Like you said, we had a very big year for multifamily deliveries into the market last year. But the problem is right now when projects are needing to be started, they can't get started. So while people might not feel this squeeze right now, in a few years, there's not going to be very many multifamily units coming online.
Well, and that's the other question I had is the folks that you mentioned are feeling the squeeze or will feel the squeeze, and that's renters. We have a few extra places, maybe a little better rental rate than we used to. But you talked to folks about how high rent is, how much rent has gone up since 2019, and that, you know, it could be a year and a half down the line. That's really going to be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spoke with Ali Robbie of Jesse Tree, and we talked about how the median rental price in Boise has declined by just under 7% over the past year. Even so, since 2019, it's raised over 30%. So it's still expensive. And with all these units coming online, Ali told me that they're still not seeing a lot of affordable housing projects. So the people that need help with rent, they're still needing help with rent. Even if the median price is going down, the people that need the help with rent are not seeing any of that relief.
Well, and you mentioned it takes a while to get these projects going. And I mean, even if you could fix all the problems today, it would take a while for these developments to get back online and new ones, I'm guessing, in the pipeline.
Yeah. So when I spoke with Casey Lynch, he told me that once all of these current projects that are under construction are done and have renters in them, that we could potentially see a window of 6 to 18+ months of no new multifamily housing being delivered. And he said that what today is a surplus will turn into a shortage. And because of that shortage, we should expect, you know, we can't see into the future, but we can predict things. And he's predicting that rents will go up again.
Wow, it's quite a story. And, you know, if we don't know what's going on, then folks who might be able to fix it can't fix it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you dug deeper. We've been speaking with BoiseDev.com reporter Sydney Kidd about her story on multifamily projects stalling in Ada County. We'll put a link to her story on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.